Tim, probably a very tough day in the field for you. Can you just explain, though, why you wanted to bowl first on day one when you won the toss?
Yeah, I just thought there was enough in it to bowl them out. We created plenty of chances. We just didn't back our bowlers up, unfortunately, but I was really happy with the way we bowled. As I say, I think we created 15 or 16 chances, took a wicket with a no ball, so it could have been a very different story.
Tim, there seemed to be a fair bit of chat between you guys and the batsmen in the first session. Just wondering if there was any extra tension between the two sides today, or did Murray Erasmus come and talk to you at one point?
And the incident, there was Joe Root and Matthew Wade were talking to each other. There was nothing in it at all.
So just another one. Sorry, the DRS, I don't know. If you know, there are a couple of DRS calls that you didn't review that if you did review them, they would have been out.
Yep.
I mean, it's been a tough series for you on that front. Is there anything you can do to improve that going forward? Or
yeah, I'm going to do some umpiring school, I think, when I get home. I'll enrol in a level 3 umpire course and see if I can get them right.
Tim, when you get to the end of this series, and I guess the sequence, obviously you've only been involved in the Ashes and the A Tour rather than the World Cup as well, but what sort of effect has it had to, I guess, have those two tours together and have that whole group here for as long as it's been, you know, and I suppose the effort to hold the team together with, I guess, mounting fatigue, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, I think both teams are in the same boat. I think it's international cricket these days. There's so much cricket on. It's a challenge. There's no doubt about that. But it's an ongoing challenge for all sides, particularly I think England, Australia coming straight out of a World Cup, straight into this. It was always going to be challenging, but that's part of the game. I think being able to get yourself up mentally and physically is one of the challenges of Test cricket over 5 days and 5 Test matches and 7 or 8 weeks. It's bloody hard work. If it wasn't, there'd be probably plenty more people doing it. So, you've got to enjoy the challenge. It's been a tough, long summer, English summer, for a lot of people. And as I said, they're no different, so it's not an excuse for anyone.
Do you think that's been a bit of a challenge for your team in this match to, I guess, keep your level up as high as it can possibly be consistently over each, you know, hour, each session?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's been great. I think the last hour of today, I thought our energy is still really good in the field. I think our bowlers have run in every single day we've asked them to. They've done a fantastic job. As I said, the only thing that's been a little bit upsetting this test match is our catching and our referrals. But that's not anything new, the referral. We've had some issues with that this series.
Tim, you just asked about what was said in the morning session. Are you happy that the sort of the behaviour on the field has stayed good throughout, and that you know, having come here to sort of with this sort of idea of an improved image, that you've kept that and maintained that throughout the series?
Yeah, well, you tell me. I think we've been fantastic. I think both sides have played this in good spirit. It's competitive test cricket and people are going to talk to each other. I don't know why it's such an issue. It's fine. They're grown men having a conversation. No one's swearing. No one's abusing anyone. It's test match cricket, and I don't understand why so much is made of something so little.
John?
Particularly given the standard of cricket that's being played, I think there's so much more to talk about.
Timmy, you say you're going to enrol for level 3.
Yeah, that was tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, I guess it probably was, yeah. But, I mean, is there anything you can do?
Well, I don't know, mate. I'm getting it wrong. I don't know what else to say. We're having a mare. We've got it wrong. We're not deliberately getting together and saying, gee, I reckon that's out, Gaz. Do you want to refer it? No, let's let him keep batting. We're getting it wrong. It happens. It's fast. It's a tough job, as I've said throughout the whole test series. I've got a new respect for umpiring, particularly in test cricket, because it's a bloody hard job. And for years, players have whinged about umpiring, and now we've got it in our own hands a little bit, and we're finding that it's hard.
Yeah, I mean, people say because you're obviously behind the sticks, you're in sort of prime position, but is that maybe it's not the case? Maybe you're not in the best position.
Some I am, and some I aren't. I found the one with Denley. I can't quite see where that hits him when I'm in behind him, so I'm not sure if that hits his front leg or his back leg. And then the one with Lino, I thought it was pretty close. But again, I go off where my gloves are sort of going, and I was going a little bit leg side with it, and Lino thought it was a bit high. So two wrongs, maybe they make a right.
Ross, Barber, and Sammy.
T-
Tim, you will at some stage over the next couple of days be holding up the the urn. Is there something in that to help what's going to be a massive run chase? I mean, is that an enthusiasm of such an achievement going to get you through when you go out to bat again?
I don't think it's going to help you, that's for sure. Batting's going to be all about the skill and our ability to bat for a long time. Luckily, if we can get two early wickets tomorrow, we've got a hell of a long time to chase them down, which is great. But, again, we've spoken about the fact that we desperately want to win this test match and finish this series as outright winners. At the same time, of course, we're proud of what we've done and the fact that we're taking the urn home. And, that was the primary goal of why we came here. So to tick that off has been fantastic, and as I say, I've been really proud of the way our group, our bowlers, our fielding late today, they just continue to come, and it's a sign of a pretty good side, I reckon. It's easy in those conditions, and when the game is in the position that it was in, a lot of teams, again, would throw in the towel, but, to see Steve Smith taking a hanger, to see Marnus Labuschagne running off the rope and taking a great catch, to see our bowlers still steaming in, I think it's a great sign.
Tim, just about the drop catches, is it just a tough ground to sight it at slip, because, or is it just mental fatigue at the end of a
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a pretty difficult ground to see. I think you're seeing that a lot in the outfield as well. When guys go to pull or cut, there's a lot of guys getting stuck. Not quite sure where the ball's gone, so there's no doubt it's a challenge. But again, it's part of international cricket. You play in front of crowds, and some grounds are hard to see. And unfortunately, this game we've had a bit of a stinker with our catching.
Given all the runs he's scored and time he's spent on the field, what's it say about Steve Smith to be able to take a catch like that?
Again, he's just a freak. I think we're actually chatting about it out there at one point about, batsmen like him seem to always be in the game. Cricketers like him, I think Stokes is the same. They're just in the contest and in the game all the time, whether they're at slip or at point or with the ball or with the bat. I think that's what makes great cricketers great cricketers. They're always in the contest. They're always aware of what's happening. And, it was a pretty special catch late in the day after he's been batting for 7 weeks straight.